Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Our 9 News Insider is Mike Quist, joining us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, what would you give up for Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford. I don't know. Would you give up Drew Lock and a draft pick? Not a first-round draft pick?
Not a first-rounder, I would, but, yeah, I'd draw the line at the number 9 overall pick.
Okay, well, hold on. Talk about burying the lead. You would not give up a first-round draft pick for Matt Stafford?
No.
Why?
Because he's smart.
Well, I mean, you're giving up a quarterback, and you give a...
Now, hold on. Time out.
No, Mike, don't do your deal where you try to talk him into giving the answer want.
There is zero chance that the Lions haven't fought this all out, and there is no way in God's green earth part of that plan involves Drew Lock. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so.
now wait a minute. This is the same group that just hired Dan Campbell as head coach. So maybe.
What are you saying? Also hired Anthony.
Well, let's say
Anthony Lynn's their new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, maybe you can trick him into a couple things. I wouldn't offer a first round pick off the bat. I don't know. What do you guys got? What have you guys been tossing around? I'm not too good at this. I'm not too good about putting deals together.
Yeah, I'd offer a second rounder this year. I'd offer a second rounder next year. Maybe a third rounder, sweeten the deal. But I draw the line at the number 9 overall pick. And bottom line for me is I view Matt Stafford as a 3 or 4 year rental. He's not your long-term solution. And if you can't win a Super Bowl in those 3 to 4 years, what are you doing?
Well, I would realize there are several teams behind me, and the one thing that I have is a higher pick than the Colts, the Patriots, and the Saints. So I would give up the first round pick this year, a third round pick, Draymond Jones and Cortland Sutton. And I'd give up Cortland Sutton because
Deshaun Watson
or Jerry Jeudy. I'd make a decision who my best receiver is, and I would give him my second best receiver because I can't sign everybody, Mike. Listen, I'm George Payton. I got handed this plate. You know, it wasn't my idea to take, receivers in the first and second round, all who have contracts that'll come up at the same time. And if I look at history, how great did that work out when the Broncos signed DT and Emmanuel to big contracts at the same time? Not good. So I'd have to make a decision on that.
The Matthew Stafford would have the one thing about giving up receivers or a receiver is Matthew Stafford sounds like he's going to have a say in this. And if he's looking at the Broncos, he's liking Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and probably liking them a lot less if one of those guys are gone in the deal. So you'd have to, I would move away from the receiver and maybe move away. You can give them one of the two tight ends that are identical, Albert O and Noah Fant. I think Noah Fant.
Sure, I'd do that too. I would do that too. I mean, essentially, if you're the Broncos, these guys are all coming up at the same time. You're going to be in a contractual nightmare with this young talent at some point. So if you're telling me you'd rather have Noah Fant than Cortland Sutton, all right, I mean, okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah, I guess the first-round draft pick is the – I would be surprised if the Broncos wanted to give up the number 9 overall pick. And that might be a deal-breaker for them. You also, I mean, you give up the number 9 overall pick for Deshaun Watson, and maybe you wait. Maybe, that's the other thing. There's two card games going on. And if you pick Matt Stafford, you're not in the Deshaun Watson poker game. So that's the first decision I think you got to make. Is it Stafford or is it Watson? Or is it standing pat with Drew Lock and adding a Teddy Bridgewater or Andy Dalton and trying to improve that way and then keeping your picks and trying to improve the rest of your team. Peyton, my guess is he's making the decision this week what to do.
Yep.
The coaches are back in the office this week.
Right.
He's not going to the Senior Bowl. And my guess is one reason is Stafford sweepstakes are on the table this week.
Sure.
And he's, you know, he's got to make that decision this week. And so we'll see what they come up with. I don't think they've made the decision yet on to go in on Stafford or to wait for Watson or to do neither. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they do. I wouldn't be surprised if they make some kind of offer. That you know, the one thing I hear from them is that Stafford is you never won a playoff game. And a guy who has not won a playoff game, you should not be giving him a first-round draft. He's had 12 years to try to win a playoff game. And that guy's not worth the first-round pick.
Mike, any idea if Matt has a no-trade clause in his contract?
No, I don't. I don't have any idea.
Okay.
It's obviously relatively moot. I mean, you know,
the only thing that means is he gets to choose. I mean, he obviously wants to be traded, but he would get the say in what team he wants to go to, right?
Yeah, and that's the way it's, you know, and it came up with Aaron Rodgers, you know, yesterday and a little bit today, you know, that the team has these players under contract unless the players bark. And if the players bark, you know, the owners react, and you know, it's weird how that's happened this off season with two quarterbacks, and I can't believe Aaron Rodgers would leave the Packers, but I couldn't believe that Deshaun Watson would leave the Texans. And so you might have three biggies out there, and you know, it would be hard to believe that the Broncos wouldn't go after one of them.
Well, I think Watson is out of it. I think the Jets or the Dolphins just have too much capital. They have multiple first-round picks this draft, and look where they're drafting. It just seems impossible to me. And I don't imagine the Jets.
It does to me, too. It does to me, too.
It doesn't imagine to me that the Jets or the Dolphins, both with young quarterbacks, would settle for Matt Stafford either, to be honest with you. I think they'd go all in for Deshaun Watson. I think they're out of the Stafford sweepstakes. To me, look at the teams that it's impossible for them to get good quarterbacks where they are. Patriots, Colts, Saints. And the Colts are incredibly appetizing for Matt Stafford if he cares about winning, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't go there? That's got to be your first choice. That's why to me, if you're the Broncos and you're interested, yeah, take a deep breath. That's what it's going to take.
The first round draft pick.
Yeah, man, and maybe some players to boot. You're going to have to overwhelm the Lions.
Yeah.
But then again, the big decision is this worth it?
Yeah. If you do that, I mean, he's going to come to a team that can't play defense next year, probably.
Wow! Holy cow! Wow.
Yeah, right? I mean, if Matt Stafford is on this team in the next 3 years, what do you think is our best season?
Best season. Next 3 years, 10-6, 9-7, and there's only one of them, not two of them.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we have the world's greatest defense. Drew Lock's our quarterback. What's our record now for the next 2 years?
About the same.
It's 9-7.
Best case scenario,
I don't know. I don't know.
Mike doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Well, you didn't ask me the whole interview.
All right.
You know, it's
what do you know, Mike? I mean, what do you know?
Well, I know they're talking about it probably today and tomorrow. It's all I got.
All right.
Do you do it or do you not do it on Matt Stafford? And Matt Stafford is the one that comes up first. He's the guy that's available right now. Mm-hmm. And the Lions, you know, by all reports, they want the field offers this week. So, I would think Lock, and I like the second round pick, and see where it goes. You know, maybe people aren't overwhelmed by Matthew Stafford. The Colts, that is, and other teams like that.
Yeah, Peter King said he thought it would be a couple second rounders. We'll see.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
You got any other good? I'm guessing that is exactly why Peyton is not at the Senior Bowl. Nine scouts and not Peyton. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's a bonding event at least.
Yeah, but the coaches aren't there, and he's got to get to know the. I mean, he's got to get to know the coaches too. In theory, he could have got to know those guys last week. The scouts that are at the Senior Bowl. So, you know, just more productive here. The evaluation, I think the where Peyton is he wants to evaluate his own team first. And that is about sitting down with the coaches. The coaches are going to evaluate the current players on the roster. The scouts are looking for the next roster or the next player on the for future rosters. The coaches deal with the players you have now. And so that makes sense timing-wise as the coaches come back that Peyton is evaluating. And the big one is the quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised if Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, Mike Shula, I mean, this is an older coaching staff, right?
Right.
And Mike Munchak, all these guys are saying, geez, I'm not sure we want to wait for Drew Lock.
Do we know what Peyton's grade was on Drew Lock coming out of the draft, or maybe not specifics, but how did he feel about Drew Lock?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not as easy as Shurmur had Drew Lock and Daniel Jones, and he went with Daniel Jones, and we absolutely know
right.
that Drew Lock was not higher than Daniel Jones. I do not know.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you what his lip service was last week. He loved him.
Sure, of course.
But I don't honestly know what their grade was. No.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. And by the way, you got competition uh-huh. with Chad Brown, don't you? I mean, it's not like you got to beat out everybody else, but now Chad Brown is throwing right. his hat in the ring.
There's always someone coming after
Look
you.
Look at that,
always
man.
Some.
It's crazy.
You know, you guys are number one. I'm sure you feel the pressure to stay number one. And, you know, Chad Brown is, you know, I admire him, though. He picked a scoop where he had to sweat it out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I like those scoops where you just lose one night's sleep. You know, he had to worry about it for 6 weeks, and it came through for him. So all good right. for him.
Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Anybody
okay. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.